Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I need a drink. And with me, I have...
I am tired of living in unprecedented times. I long for precedent once again.
And...
Okay, I just woke up. What I miss? Well, I'm in a different bed.
Nothing. You have missed absolutely nothing. That's our story. We're sticking to it.
So we've been rousing for nothing then? And right. Yes.
You know, I was wondering why you were here.
That's on the bottle of Mountain Dew. Star Spangled Splash was just alright. Like, it'd be number three next to the Liberty Berry one, the Blue Raspberry one. That'd be my favorite one. But yeah, this one's all right. Well, it's fine, but the Liberty one's slightly better, but yeah.
See, I'm on the side of the lemonade one just because, okay, how TMI do I get with this? I'm pretty sure the blue one is doing things to my output that should not be done. You know, it's kind of like,
ew.
Yeah, like, that's the only flavor that's been doing it to. It's kind of like, I forget which of those fucking, like, you know, like, Whopper variations it was. Like, I forget it was the one with the black buns, or, like, the green ones or whatever. But, like, that was a thing.
Oh, that. I did not try that thing.
So I've heard. I don't know. I avoid stuff like that. I didn't think the dude would betray me like that, man. I thought Dew had my back. Me and Dew were homies. We were gonna go vacationing in the Hamptons together. What the fuck am I even talking about right now?
I don't know. You're talking about, I don't know something about Mountain Dew and shit.
Yeah.
I like blue raspberry. And I don't know, it didn't do shit for me, at least not that I know of, but, eh.
I just want the mango lemonade Baja. Yeah, the mango lemonade, that's still the best recent one in my opinion. But, here we are, episode 359, how's everyone's week been going?
Okay, everything I say is gonna be completely unrelated to certain things that may or may not have happened recently. You know how you see how people say the hardest part is admitting you need help?
Yeah.
That was me recently. Over 2 hours trying to hold back an anxiety attack for other reasons brought me to the point where I need some help. I don't know where. I don't know when. I want to know what the fuck is wrong with my head so I can start fixing things. Because right now, I am just not well. Like in this moment, I'm relatively fine, but overall, right now, I am not doing okay. Like, I don't know what I have to do to get some help, but I'm going to try and get some help to figure out what exactly is going on up here that's making me feel very bad. Like, I'm trying to choose my words carefully here.
Nah, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, it's
yeah. Just,
when you're at that point, I'm taking all of next week off of my work just because I need a break. Like that's how far I am right now. It's just hate feeling like this. I'm gonna try and get better. I don't know how. I don't know when. If I disappear for a while, don't worry about me, but yeah, for the time being, as far as this goes, I'm still gonna show up, but like everything else, I'm just gonna be a ghost. Like, yeah, that's all I got. It's just, don't ever get to the point that I got to, people. That's the lesson here. Just, yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, my week has been just... it's been a week. Work has been getting a lot more work considering, a thing that happened, which, I'm not going to say it's bad, it's nothing bad, just that what it happened with, okay, since I don't feel like saying who I work for, I don't feel like, you know, doing that shit, I'll just say this. The last week, the weekend, that'd be exhausted, at least work-wise, it's like, I'll say, running back and forth and doing things, or at least doing tasks and all that stuff, kind of got me a bit just tired. I was wondering, like, oh God, I want to basically just, you know, just average things, just, you know, just average work shit to do with. That's all. Also, and on a brighter note, I move around my room now. My desk is next to my closet and the bookshelf where I keep my drinks, like this Mountain Dew.
Ah, Mountain Dew.
I need to do that because everything is cluttered and I'm about one step away from just throwing everything out and starting over.
Also, you know, move around my room a bit just to make things more roomier.
I will go to IKEA one day. It's a matter of figuring out what exactly I need.
I should think about an IKEA trip soon.
Okay. That's it for me.
And as for me, well, I'm also concerned about my own well-being, but that's more the, physical side of it. So I forget if I mentioned this, but like last week I finally had an appointment with like a primary care physician for the first time in a while, and there was a few things they wanted to check on. First of all, this kind of persistent cough that I've been having since I was like a kid. It might be a gastrointestinal thing, so for now I'm kind of just like taking some omeprazole as prescribed and seeing how that works out. Also, she wanted me to keep track of my blood pressure, and that's kind of what's concerning me a bit, because so the monitor I'm using, it like, how do I explain this, so depending on the result, it'll kind of flash the colors on the screen as either like green, orange, or red. Most of the readings that I've been getting are either red or orange, which I'm kind of concerned because I feel like that's gonna put me in dentist territory. And I'm not even sure I can throw on Roxette. Although,
it is a miracle none of us are dead right now.
Yeah.
Although, here's the weird thing. I got exactly one green reading at some point. Okay, so for context, I usually take my blood pressure, like, when I wake up in the morning and before I go to bed. But then, I just kind of take the measurement, because I forgot to take it in the morning. I just kind of take it at, like 1 in the afternoon. And that's probably, like, the most normal, relatively speaking, reading that I've gotten on my blood pressure. Huh.
Can you throw all of us a 30 and up?
Yeah. Man, aging sucks. Whoever invented the forward march of time is an asshole. But anyway, this isn't exactly a health podcast. Well, technically, it is if we have music about health, but you know what I mean. So, now that all the intro stuff is out of the way, we can move on to our usual business, starting, of course, with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description so you can follow along with us, pick up some new tunes, mark your calendars for new albums, all that jazz. So, to get things started here, we're gonna dig this one, I call it digging from the yellow flannel catalog, as it were. So, a couple years ago, the underground metal world was formally introduced to an Oklahoma band called Chatpile. They had a handful of, like, you know, EPs and split releases, but 2022 was when they really hit it with their debut album, God's Country, a very abrasive and extremely unnerving metal and noise release that, as I said, I found out about because it got the coveted yellow flannel treatment from Mr. Fantano. Now, there's been a couple small releases in the interim, but it looks like it's about as good a time as any for album number two to drop. Their second studio album, Cool World, has now been slated for an October 11th release, and we have the lead-off single, I Am Dog Now. So, if this is the first time you're hearing of this band, this is the first time we're talking about them on this podcast formally. The vibe I can sort of explain is that it sits in the same realm of, like, metal and noise. It's kind of like Ken Mode mixed with Daughters. I'd say maybe a little bit more towards the latter in terms of, like, how anxiety-inducing it can be. You get a lot of these very, like, thick, twang guitars belting out these, like, extremely suffocating, uncomfortable melodies and chords with lots of, you know, psychedelic effects and reverb to kind of echo out into the void. The drums pummel out very steadily at kind of, like, a 6-4-ish tempo, switching up the rhythms, you know, pretty much every other beat, it feels like, with the vocals being very, very grating as they kind of bark out, these short lyrical passages in the most discomforting way possible, almost like the singer's, like, literally screaming them at you from, like, behind bars in a cage. Like I said, if you're into Daughters and you've been looking for a band that kind of fills that void, and as far as we know, doesn't have any, you know, sexual fiends in the fucking fold, then this absolutely fits that mold, like, very perfectly. And honestly, as someone for whom, like, I'm a sucker for that when done well, you know, this is supremely good shit.
Yeah, this sounds like how my brain is right now. Caustic and claustrophobic and ready to explode at any moment. Also, the guitar tone's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's how it be. I blame Oklahoma. I'm not sure how, but Oklahoma.
Okay, damn.
Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So we have the newest single here from Zeeland Ardor's upcoming new album, Grafe. Not Grief, Grafe. Due out August 23rd. That spelling distinction is important. So this new song here is called Hide in Shade. And compared to the last single we got, this one is way more familiar, if you know, like, the Zeeland Ardor style at this point. It pretty much opens right off with that kind of, like, bluesy stomp clap rhythm, Manuel's, you know, familiar belting vocals alongside the backing choir vocals, as it kind of bounces back and forth between that feeling and kind of the more aggressive full band metal instrumentation, especially with some of those more cleaner guitar passages to kind of mix things up a little bit. Like I said, this is more familiar territory for the group, so if the last single was kind of like, you're not really sure what to make of it, this is more like, oh hey, I can, you know, vibe with this.
Yep, nice groove, nice kick, nice blend of styles here. I dig it. Thumbs up.
Cool, cool. Now, speaking of August releases, next up on the docket. So, we've been getting quite a lot of singles from Lewis Cole, courtesy of his upcoming album Nothing, due out August 9th. So, with all the singles we've been getting, I suppose it was a matter of time before the title track of the album came up. And this is probably the biggest swerve in terms of the singles chronology at this point, because all the songs we've gotten so far have all been these kind of, like, hybrid type pieces that kind of, like, blend these sort of pop, funk, R&B type tunes with this very fleshed out orchestral backdrop. But this one is purely the orchestra, and more specifically, it is string central. All the violin and double bass and cello players, all that stuff, they're all the ones that are, you know, getting a chance to shine here. And it's a very, like, I think the article we're citing from said that it's probably like an album intermission, which makes sense, like, as kind of a break from the poppier stuff. But it's a very, like, lush, beautiful piece and all. Like, it almost brings a tear to your eye as you're listening to it.
Yeah, this made me think of one thing. I think somebody should hire Lewis Cole to do some film scores. That should be at least once. Like, I feel like he'd be good for a film score. His period, like, you know, orchestral strings, like, you know, the whole shit with that. It's like, yeah, this just sounds just very lush and just peaceful. Or should be for a track called Nothing. It was something.
Yes, it certainly was. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Oh, alert, look at that. Alert, we got some alert, new CFA material here.
Yes, it is. It is. This is, well, it's more of a one-off sequel thing. Okay, okay. Okay, the song's called Sally Business 2.0. It's a sequel to his track from the Living Company, last from his album, Hype last year. And this one is a little interesting. It has a little feature from rapper Little Sims.
Oh, nice.
Remember her? All right, and okay, oh, okay, 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 and okay, and give whatever from saying, like, yeah, it's, yeah, it does have, does got to get a very, like, somewhat jazzy mix sound, like, yeah, like, all right, just have to sing it, and little Sims bars, to the end, which, all right, which, I'm gonna say this sounds very, very UK, in the most positive way, you're saying, like, it's like, this is definitely shit you would hear from that part of it. Like, all right, it's pretty cool. Like, all right, we got a little sample of what, what we got from him last year, which again, I think we got out from last year. And you know what? It brings some of this, like, all right, it's kind of cool. Like, is it going to be, is a cool one-off track or one-off track? It's like, all right, yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah, this is a pretty good song. Now, moving on to the next track here, Lil Yachty. What the fuck is even going on these days?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's like one minute he's on this alternative indie music bag, and then he's still doing this rap shit. And then sometimes he be saying some shit like, I don't know, like, I remember what he said. I don't know, rap is just not in the best place right now, or some shit like that. Even though, I mean, you're kind of the reason. You're kind of part of that reason why.
Yeah,
because we heard your shit, and you joined up with some dude named Ian. I don't know, on stage or something, like some dude named Ian, which I want to say I think Fantano gave the not good or not good or something. I don't know, like. It's the guy with the album cover with him just in a polo shirt, like, I don't know, like, you know, like, look, the suit like a white boy, and like, okay, anyway, about him, it's about this track, with his title, let's get on day ass.
Yeah, so, from the title, you could probably tell this is one of those ones where he's, like, trying to be in just his rap game without, like, I don't know, releasing the hip hop equivalent of Portishead or something. I don't fucking know. and here's the thing. Here's what I'll say about this song. Like, the beat kind of slaps, to be honest. Like, it's from,
yeah, it these, does.
It's from these producers, Cardo and Kiro, which,
oh yeah, Cardo. Oh, yeah,
which I say those names out loud. They sound like JRPG boss names, but like, it's honestly a legit, like, instrumental banger. It's probably like the best rage music type beat to not come from like fucking Playboi Carti or whatever. It's kind of that feeling.
Yeah. That's the thing. It sounds like him like getting on his Playboi Carti shit because the way it be is like, okay, like that's the first thing I felt like. This sounds like something I hear Playboi Carti on. Like, yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. Too bad Yachty doesn't really do much on it. Like, there's some bars he spits, but otherwise it's just kind of weirdly sparse. The ad-libs are just kind of whatever. Like, dude, come on. You were handed gold here. At least try to cook.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really much to say. I don't even want to say much. Like, he say some shit. It happened. I don't know. I mean, almost the beast on heavy lifting here, which is, well, since I went to play with Cardi, I mean, it's like the beast on heavy lifting. He just singing shit. Not much, but yeah, it's like, it's a good track to, you know, just to, like, head to him, but not get to the end of the words he's saying, but yeah.
Yeah. But, that's pretty much enough of that. Now on to the last song we have this week, and no doubt the biggest one we have to talk about. So, there's a new Weird Al medley out.
What?
Yay! Mm. Something fun, finally.
God, a musical landscape with sparse Weird Al is just the strangest place. We need his particular brand of joy in our lives. I still need to watch that movie, by the way. I haven't actually seen the Daniel Radcliffe thing. Anyway, so, yeah, we have a new Weird Al medley for the first time in, like, at least a decade. Remind me, Mandatory Fun was 2013?
I think 2014.
Okay, so pretty much about a decade on the dot. So, this track is called Polka Mania. And, of course, it's motherfucking polka. And as expected, it's a medley of some of the biggest pop hits of the past decade. Touching on just, like, a few of them, like the ones I find most noteworthy. Well, okay, first of all, we should probably also mention it comes courtesy of a very, very absurd music video that collages the visual styles of a myriad of animators. I mean, it opens on fucking Syriac, you know, that guy that does the weird, surreal loop animations. The guy, like, if you've seen Adult Swim, you've probably seen his stuff. Or if you spend way too much time on Twitter. There was also apparently, like, one section that I know got a lot of attention. Someone who did, like, some kind of fan animation. And also, apparently, there's a section animated by Vivian Medrano, a.k.a. VizzyPop, best known for the animated series Hell of a Boss and Has-Been Hotel. So, anyway, going on to some of the tracks touched on here. So, we have Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Which, the synth melody of that actually sounds pretty good on accordion, not gonna lie. Flowers, which I still don't get the appeal. There's, of course, We Don't Talk About Bruno from the Encanto soundtrack, a movie I still have not seen. The Has-Been Hotel animation stuff was on the section parodying Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire, which I forget who else said this, but it's kind of amazing that, like, Weird Al's version unironically fixed one of the biggest problems with the original song, the stupid fame fucker line. Seriously, Dream Crusher, it's so much better.
Dream Crusher.
Yeah.
There's, of course, a very absolutely jaunty section riffing on Old Town Road, with complete with, you know, Cactus Al and skeletons. I assume that's actual Spanish in the section parodying Despacito. I still don't get that song. And, of course, for me at least, the funniest part of the entire track was WAP, specifically because of the Looney Tunes-ass sound effects that it throws in to kind of get around the title lyric and all.
Yep.
But, yeah, there's, of course, other tracks in there. Of course, certainly, last but not least, there's that Shake It Off being the outro, complete with Puppet Al.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just miss the fun of having Weird Al doing Weird Al things in the music world. It feels so empty without him, so to speak. Hey.
Yeah. I mean, if you've heard a Weird Al polka medley, you basically know how it's going to go. It's just fun. It's just fun to listen to, you know, every once in a while. And, don't get your hopes up for a new album, because he doesn't really have plans to make another album, because life is weird that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was fun. Yeah, this was fun. That's all I gotta say. It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun. Also, in the thank you next part, Tress McNeil is in there doing the next.
Hey, nice.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll about do it for the new song discussion. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have the news. So stay tuned. And we're back. So, Mark, you want to start us off with this first news piece here?
Why, yes, I would. So, people, let's talk about the RZA. A legend in hip-hop, as you will. Founder member of the Wu-Tang Clan. And, of course, no doing a lot of other things outside of that, including, I mean, including doing film scores. Of course, what he did was go start with a samurai, or Jimmy Mercer, which I actually love. Was gonna do well. God knows for Quentin Tarantino to do Kill Bill Volume 1, even though it's just well bits and pieces of it rather than just okay. Anyway, so what's supposed to do it right now as today? Like, all right. Apparently, he's back with a new album. Apparently, which is a recording of the score of A Ballet Through Mud, which is a ballet. Basically is
what?
They want to score through a ballet. Okay. It's recorded a score which he composed for performance last year at the, how to say this, Boedeker Concert Hall in Denver, Colorado, performed by the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, and conducted by Christopher Dragon. Okay, that's a cool name. Score includes spoken word, also an organization that Russell said, which says this, revisiting his childhood notebooks, which the recorded version will stream August 30th, which, okay, him, doing a score of a ballet. That's something that I never thought I would see. I mean,
okay then.
Given how, you know, how in terms of his career, he really has tried to do some different shit, different things, you know, from filmmaking, and apparently this, which okay, he's doing something in a different way, which, okay, it's unexpected, but all right, I can abide by that shit. All right, yeah, I can go for it. I wonder what's next. I don't know. I kind of think what else would Wesley would do? What would Ghostface Killah would do? Well, okay, now I'm thinking what would they do? Like, Raekwon do? Would he do like, I don't know, like I would say, but that's already been taken.
Yeah.
or been done before a lot of times.
Yes, it has. Who even knows? We truly live in a wonderfully strange universe sometimes.
Yeah.
And then there's other times.
Oh shit.
So, yeah, remember how we, or Alex at the very least, opened the podcast by saying he and pretty much all of us are tired of living through unprecedented times? We have to talk about one of those unprecedented times. So, we joked about this, and for the record, for legal reasons, it was a joke. Legal reasons. So, a while back, you might have remembered that former U.S. President Donald Trump was nearly assassinated. Nearly.
Yeah.
The bullet seemed to only graze his ear, he is still walking around and drawing blood, and there's just been a whole bunch of fallout from that. Well, sort of. I mean, I'm not even sure who actually cares. Like, we're all just like, God damn it.
Everybody just sort of moved on from it, which, yeah. I don't blame everybody for doing that, because Jesus fuck.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh yeah, that happened. Anyway, can I get some of those saucy nugs from Wendy's? But, of course, everybody was getting their topical jokes and riffs in where they can. The most notable incident of the past week involved a show that was being played in Sydney, Australia, by the musical duo Tenacious D, who, as we all know, was the duo of Jack Black and Kyle Gass. It just happened to coincide, like, right around the same time the assassination attempt happened, and for the context, it was Kyle's 64th birthday. Goddamn, that's a lot of birthdays. And so, you know, he blew out the candles on his cake, and when he was asked, oh, what did you wish for? He made a particularly dark joke. His wish was, don't miss Trump next time. And I'm going to quote from a Metal Sucks piece we're reading from here by Hesher Keenan, who opines, Sure, it was a dark joke during a particularly dark time in American politics, but largely innocuous in comparison to some of the heinous shit Trump and his supporters say on the regular. Which, I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of like part of the reason why no one really cares. But, of course, there's been a lot of fallout from that, not the least of which was at least one Australian politician wanting the duo to be deported from the country.
Oh.
But, of course, probably the most questionable blowback came from none other than Jack Black himself, who issued a statement saying, quote, "I was blindsided by what was said at the show on Sunday. I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. After much reflection, I no longer feel it is appropriate to continue the Tenacious D tour and all future creative plans on hold. I'm grateful for the fans for their support and understanding." So, yeah, of course, that happened. Black himself got a lot of blowback from that because it seemed very much like, you know, the music duo that once joked about having sex with the devil is now trying to placate the masses, seemingly so he can protect his Super Mario Brothers movie royalties.
Yep. Always follow the money.
Yeah, Gas, for the record, later put out an apology on, you know, the social media saying, "The line I improvised on stage Sunday night in Sydney was highly inappropriate, dangerous, and a terrible mistake. I don't condone violence of any kind in any form against anyone. What happened was a tragedy, and I'm incredibly sorry for my severe lack of judgment. I profoundly apologize to those I've let down and truly regret any pain I've caused." Again, this is the same duo that made the movie Pick of Destiny. And, of course, I probably should point out, though, that Gas had deleted his apology off of the internet.
Ew.
So perhaps the man was not feeling particularly sincere about it. And, yeah, this has been, like, a whole thing. Ultimately, my stance on all this is, like, yeah, I'm not surprised Black is protecting his royalties. And, yeah, like, again, is this really any worse than anything that, you know, the other camp has said about pretty much everyone over the years? Is it really?
Look, if we can't make jokes, no matter how dark, we've lost something. Like, it's the George Carlin philosophy. Anything can be made funny if you put it in the right context. Like, what's something I could say that's very dark but also kind of funny? I got it. "Oh, hi there, Hitler. Take this drink. I didn't spike it at all." See? That's funny.
Yeah. But,
and considering the other camp is gonna, let's say they're just gonna get a lot more worse, a whole lot more worse, go the other side, and this was just, really, like, I will say about that, like, okay, dude, are you, okay, I guess, I know you're trying to, well, I guess, protect the money or some shit like that, but I don't know, this thing is just fucking complicated, I'll just end it at that.
Yeah. When you care more about your money, you've lost something. But hey, at least you're going to get all that Borderlands money, which does not look very good at all.
You know, you know it's bad when one writer said, get the name off this shit.
Man, I remember liking the first two Borderlands games back in the day. Was I fucking stupid or something?
It was a different time.
I don't know. We'll see what happens with that stuff. And whatever the hell happens with all this Tenacious D business.
I move for a moratorium on video game adaptations. Because Halo got canned, and rightfully so, was not good.
I never watched it, because I never gave a shit about Halo. Or Xbox, you for didn't that matter. Miss...
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
Oh yeah, that show, which I watched only one season and didn't bother to watch the second season.
10 years of building up to the release of it, all for nothing.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of nothing, especially when the first time it happened, you get involved in one dude in District 9, how his career went.
Oh god, I forgot that he was still doing stuff. Like I completely forgot about him after fucking Chappie happened.
Yeah. Everybody forgot about him after Chappie happened.
The only thing I remember about that movie is Die Antwoord.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But moving on from that, because we're getting distracted, we have one last thing to touch on here, and that is sort of a revisitation of something we touched on before. Riot Fest, taking place September 20th through the 22nd this year at the SeatGeek Stadium in Bridgeview, Illinois, which I believe we talked about at first because it had one of the worst tour posters we had ever seen.
Yep, no arrangements, no actual layouts, but now we have a proper layout and arrangement, so take two.
Oh, look, it looks all better. You can actually see, I can see the Friday lineup, the Saturday lineup, the Sunday lineup. It's actually arranged right. It's not just a bunch of shit on the walls.
Thank fuck. So, yeah, we have our 3-day lineups here, and we're going to just go ahead and get into this. I'm going to go ahead and kick things off with the Friday lineup. So, okay, we should probably still note that, like, it has the days, like, divided, but, like, it still has, like, the big headliner Friday, Saturday, Sunday all the way at the top, and then the 3 days, so still not quite 100% there. Why is this so difficult? Anyway.
Because graphic design is my passion.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Eep.
So, yeah, we're going to start with Friday, September 20th. Your big headliner is Fall Out Boy. And then continuing from there, we have The Offspring performing Smash in its entirety. There's Public Enemy. The Marley Brothers performing Bob Marley. Sum 41. Cypress Hill. Newfound Glory. We have one of the three NoFX performances, A Final Farewell, as it says. Hot Mulligan, Circle Jerks, The Lawrence Arms, State Champs, Poison the Well from My Neck of the Woods in Miami, nice. Face to Face, Polaris, The Warning, The Aces, Tornillo, Souls of Mischief, All the Chisel, nice. Homefront, Spiritual Cramp, The Exploited, The Defiant, Winona Fighter, Get Dead, Gianni, or Ziani, however that's pronounced, and Action Adventure. So, who wants to take over the lineup for Saturday?
I shall deflect.
Okay, I'll do it. All right, so Saturday, we got Beck, Payment. And back in Payment. The same letter, we got acts such as St. Vincent. Spoon! Bright Eyes. Manchester Orchestra performing Coke. Wakahachi.
Waxahachie,
yeah.
Okay. And of course, what is it earlier? No Effects, Super World, second thing. All that shit. Okay. Next up, we got Taking Back Sunday.
Man, they're still around.
Yeah. Beach Bunny. The Descendants. The Hives. LS Dunes. Basement. Oh, hey, Health!
Yeah.
Clutch. Rival Sons. Buzzcocks. Sincere Engineer. Sir Chloe. Brutus. Jack Kays. Princess Goes. Gills, I don't know. Dillinger 4. Lagwagon. The Dead Milkmen, the Dickies, Codependents, Drug Church,
Drug church. Yeah, they have got some stuff coming out.
Ah, my favorite church.
The armed. Ah. DOA, not the games. Pixel grip. Sweet peel. Heart attack, man. Verboten. Lord of the Lost. You're a fan. And Liquid Mike. As opposed to Solid Mike. Or Gassy Mike. Or Killer Mike. Or Mike the Evil Living Building.
Or Mike.
Yeah.
Mikes. Mikes everywhere. So, I suppose that leaves it to Alex to cover the lineup for Sunday.
Yeah, and you have as your headliner, Slayer, also known as Kerry King, going, I did everything, not Tom, it was me!
Sure, Grandpa, let's get you to bed.
Just take your check and get out of here, Kerry. All right, we also have Rob Zombie, woo. The remaining members of Sublime, Dr. Dog, Oliver Tree, Something Corporate, what a name, Lamb of God, Mastodon performing Leviathan.
Nice.
Very nice. And yes, the final farewell to NoFX. Go away, Fat Mike. Just take your check and get out of here. There's also Tierra Whack.
Ooh.
Yeah, Suicidal Tendencies. Mm. Pennywise, because I guess they're still touring for the rest of time. Eternal. Cool. Laura Jane Grace with Catbite. Gwar. Cursive. Sure. The Vandals, Strung Out, Slaughter Beach Dog, with a comma in there, Loveless, Fiddlehead, Tsunami, no T, Necrogoblicon.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Gel, Swingin' Udders.
They've let me milk a Minotaur, guys.
Hey, that's cool. Maybe keep it to yourself next time. Cobra Skills. Cobra Skulls. Cobra Skills. That's something different entirely. Sax Squatch. Does that imply saxophone Sasquatches? Or?
Oh.
What's the deal here?
There's something I want to see. Show me Bigfoot rocking the sax.
Okay. Sprints. Jariah. Games We Play, The Mysterines, Doom Scroll, Huge Huge, and featuring Hell's a Poppin' Circus Sideshow Review. Only at Riotland, now with parking. Which I'm sure is complimentary and won't be like $50 a day.
What does that mean? So
this mix. I didn't expect to be here, but it kind of makes sense. But yeah, all right.
It is one of the lineups of all time.
It sure is, and oh, I was right. Premium parking is $50 a day.
Jesus,
shit.
Standard parking is $40.
Oh wow. What can I get for $5?
You get one stop on the bus.
What is this hell world we live in?
Okay. I don't know.
What can I get for $2.50 in this Mountain Dew?
You can get maybe a mile in an Uber.
God, now I want Mountain Dew, but it's like... It's, like, way past the time to justify that, unless I'm gonna, like, just lose all sleep. But, yeah, so, to those of you who have stronger stomachs than I, You all have fun with that. But now we have to move on from that, because that's pretty much the end of the news discussion, and touch on one last bit of business here, and that it is, of course, the new album releases for the week of July 26th, 2024. Starting at the top, from the band Cults, we have their newest album, To the Ghosts. From Mustard, we have his new album, Faith of a Mustard Seed. From Rakim, we have his new solo album, God's Network Re-Beseven Earth. From Ice Spice, we have her new album, Y2K, if that's your thing for some reason.
It's YDK, as in, you don't know. Yes, we do. We know you suck.
Oh, I thought I copied that down wrong. Anyway, and last but certainly not least, there is a new album from Porter Robinson coming out this weekend called Smile! Exclamation point, colon, capital D. The emoji is important.
Clearly.
At least it's make us want to smile, so there's that.
True. Anyway, now it's time to clean the house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internets?
This show, my other show, and everywhere else. No, because, like, Jesus fucking criminy people.
Fair enough. Mark, what about you?
Okay, I think I want to stay on social media for a while, because I'm like, after the shit I see, it's like, you know what? Maybe I'll just stick to, well, I'll just promote my other shit, like my site, my hype1.com, where, I mean, the only thing I did recently was just just after my time to use anime first impressions, which were done a week ago, so. I don't know. I'd be writing, and hopefully I have something up by the end of this month or the next. I don't know. We wait and see.
Wait and see, indeed. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me robert@superresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @SurrealRezzo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website SurrealResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, and all of that good stuff. And of course, be sure to jump into our Discord server so you can be immediately notified whenever new things go up there. Yeah, that'll pretty much about do it for this week. Thank you for listening. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of the usual weekly shenanigans. And until then, you know, I finally caught up with the second season of YOLO. Anybody else hungry for some chicken parma?